USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are to introduce a police reform bill today, and South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the GOP's effort to reform policing following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Scott says the bill calls for more police training and would reduce funding for departments that don't ban chokeholds. With the federal government now leaving it to states to address the risks from COVID-19, some states are seeing cases surge since reopening their economies. Initially a key player in the federal response to the pandemic, the nation's most well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he hasn't even been in touch with the White House for a while.
I spoke with him when we made the presentation to explain to him our vaccine development efforts. So it was 2 weeks ago.
He was speaking on NPR, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
We told you at the top of the news that U.S. Senate Republicans are working on a police reform bill. Well, President Trump yesterday signed a new executive order concerning police reform.
I'm signing an executive order encouraging police departments nationwide to adopt the highest professional standards to serve their communities.
The president speaking there during an event in the Rose Garden, Democrats quickly said that his executive order doesn't go far enough. The Trump administration says a former top official has gone too far. The Department of Justice now taking John Bolton to court to try to stop the release of his upcoming book. It's due for release next week. The Trump administration wants a federal judge to halt the publication of the former National Security Advisor's memoir titled The Room Where It Happened, and it wants the destruction of all copies that have already been sent out, claiming there's classified information in it. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
In Mississippi's second largest city, the state flag with its Confederate emblem is no longer flying at City Hall after a unanimous vote by the Gulfport City Council to replace it with that state's first official banner, the 1861 Magnolia flag. The Aunt Jemima Syrup and Pancake Mix brand making major changes. Quaker, a subsidiary of PepsiCo, making the announcement that it's getting rid of the logo and changing the product's name. It comes as symbols seen as racist have been coming under more and more intense scrutiny after weeks of protests after the death of African-American people at the hands of police, including George Floyd. The so-called Pancake Mammy was originally created in the 19th century based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green. Although the image was updated in the latter half of the 20th century to look more like a modern homemaker, critics say it still features a racist connotation, and that includes the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old minstrel song that was performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching both that image and the name is part of a larger effort to, in the words of a statement, make progress towards racial equality in the United States. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.